You're listening to the Publix Radio. I'm Luis Hernandez, and this is Artscape. This week, we have a studio session with Allison Callery, a singer-songwriter from Bristol, Rhode Island. Her latest release is called Witch's Hand.
In a ditch, 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 find a witch, 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 witch's hand.
Allison, welcome to the Publix Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, I've read a lot of your bio and been listening to your music, but when you run into folks, how do you describe your art? How do you describe your music?
Well, the moniker I got from my first label was Ghost Folk, and it kind of is a combination of hauntingness. The music is haunting. But it's also the ghosts of the past. I was influenced a lot by my parents, British Isles. Folk revival records of the late 70s, late 60s, early 70s, like Steel Eye Span and, of course, Fairport Convention. And I really resonated a lot with Incredible String Band. And so I'm drawing upon those ghosts. And also I just happen to be a little spooky.
You're self-taught.
Yes.
What does that mean? Like at some point, what point did you start playing an instrument or singing?
So we always had instruments in the house. My father played beautiful classical guitar. I played violin as a child. I really wanted to play cello, but my parents said it was too expensive. And my dad passed away really young, and I got his guitar. And I'd always sang. I sang in church. I sang at school in chorus and stuff. So I wanted an instrument that I could hold and play and sing to. So it meant a lot to me to carry on my father's legacy.
And then when did you decide, though, like, this could be a career?
Is it a career, though?
Okay.
I work a part-time job that, you know, 5 hours a day usually. And I've been there 20 years, so I can be a musician and make very non-commercial music. I play a lot of local. By local, I mean like an hour, hour and a half away places. And you play for 3 hours and you make your $200 plus tips. And then I have my job because I have a mortgage and I have a family and you know, I got to pitch in.
Your latest album is called Witch's Hand. It's a collaboration with a doom metal band from Germany called Mother Bear. Explain that one.
All right. So Mother Bear from Germany are these adorable 20-something-year-old boys that are friends with my label friends, who are like my age. But they love my music. And we were outside the club after I'd played, and they're like, hey, you want to collaborate? And you hear this a lot as an artist. But 3 months later, they're like, hey, do you have your songs? And I went into my music room, and in a half an hour, I wrote Witch's Hand, my portion of it.
You really didn't get started until much later, right? You had a family. You decided to go that route, then go into your music. But why that decision, and how did that play out through your life?
For me, it was really important to have a family. I didn't have one growing up. I really wanted to have that baby, and I got my baby girl that I dreamed of. And while I was home with her, I started writing poetry, and those poems became songs later on. And then as she grew up and was more autonomous, I started going out like little bit by little bit, going to open mics, and then I got the guts to write to a record label. Oh, actually, it was a record label out of Germany that was originally from Brighton, England, called Woodland Recordings. And to my surprise and delight, he wrote back and said, send me some demos.
And now your daughter's a musician.
And now my daughter, Ava, is a musician, and she's in a band called Bokeh, and they do dream pop. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Did you want her, did you push her into music?
No.
Or that was her choice?
I got her a guitar after I saw her as a little kid, like playing around with my guitar. That tiny guitar never got touched. But we were driving somewhere, and she's like, Mom, I think I want to get a guitar. And I went, with the guitar, with the car, and I turned around. And we went to a place literally called Liquors and Guitars that has this big sign, but it was nearby. I got her a little acoustic, but like 3 months later, she'd already borrowed somebody's electric guitar. So she's the electric Callery.
You're on the board of the Rhode Island Folk Festival, which is celebrating its 10th year this August, previously known as the Providence Folk Festival. Can you give us a little early preview of what people are going to see in this year's festival?
Boy, well, very big news. We got Tom Rush on the main stage. Everybody's extremely excited about that. We, for my stage, I have some of my favorite people. Hungry Town, they travel all over the world. They're huge in England, and it's a husband and wife team. Driftwood Soldier, they're fantastic. There's a few, you know, more local people that are doing it, but we've got several stages. We've got a main stage, like the big clamshell stage, and that has the bigger, like, bands, like more people in the bands, or, you know. I get the, my stage is called Songbird Stage, which is named after my record, the song The Songbird Sings. It was very nice of them.
Between, I mean, the traveling, the shows, your work and your family, you know, I'm wondering, like, when you fit in creating new music, creating new pieces. And are you working on anything?
Yeah, I mean, it comes all the time. And, you know, it's a fallacy that you have to, like, go up into your garret to be able to create. I've written songs in the car driving home. I'll just dictate it into my phone, and then I'll, you know, tweak it, and then I'll set it to music. And this miraculous invention, the smartphone, I have GarageBand right on my phone. And I've recorded so much here, like right on a phone. I even have a record called Lost Children that are all demos that I recorded on my phone. And it's on my Bandcamp.
So what are you playing for us today?
This song is called Dark-Winged Sparrow.
Sweetest peace, pardon, on gentle breezing. More bitter than the taste of wormwood. In love with the dark, in love with death.
That's Rhode Island singer-songwriter Allison Callery performing in our studio. In March, she has shows in Providence, Westerly, and at the Motif Award Show, where she's nominated for the Favorite Singer-Songwriter Award. You can find links to her music at thepublicsradio.org. This is The Publix Radio.
Pretty boy, I would have made you mine in another place, in another time. Love a boy, dark wing. Sparrow,
this song is from my newest record. It's called I'm Not Scared of the Dark.
Vapor like smoke, swirling around my lonely room. Me, chose me, calls me by my middle name. I'm not scared of the dark. I'm a friend to the night. confronted the night. I'm not scared of the dark. Creep here with me. Keep it close and you might see the little things that glow. You chose you, calls you by your middle name. You won't have to say a word for understanding.